Book of Galatians, chapter number 4. If you'd stand, we'll honor the reading of the Word of God, found in the book of Galatians, chapter number 4. I'd like to read two verses this morning on a Christmas story. In Galatians 4, start reading in verse number 4. If you're there in your Bibles with me, say amen. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Our Father, we bless You today. Thank You for this time together around Thy Word. Thank You for the day that we can come and worship You. I pray now You take these prayer requests and God, You do with those that You know what to do and how to do. And we thank You that You are God that's on the throne this morning. I pray now You'd help us in the preaching time this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank You for standing on in the reading of the Word of God. Galatians 4, verse number 4, when the fullness of the time was come. I'm going to preach this morning on what Christmas is really about. What Christmas is really about. What is Christmas really about? If you'll run the data, you'll find that a lot of people that celebrated Christmas even before Christ had come, they were celebrating the light of the creations. We all this morning as Christians, we certainly celebrate this time of year as Christmas, as when Christ is born. And I sure am glad that I've got Christmas in my heart this morning. You know, Christmas has been paraded around in many different areas, but let's really look at what the meaning of Christmas is today as a church family. What Christmas is really about to the Christian. In verse number 4, you'll notice the Bible says, and it does matter what the Bible says, there was a sovereign plan. But when the fullness of the time was come, God. You see, in this sovereign plan, we see simply the will of God in ruling. He said, when time, the fullness of the time was come. That simply means this. When time had been filled up, God sent His Son. God had a plan. We see here in the will of God that is ruling in history. When time was come. Aren't you glad that God seen when it was time to come? Can I tell you, God has never been late. God is always on time. Every time. I'm glad we got an on-time God this morning. He simply said, the will of God in ruling. Now, God does not respond to history, but He writes it. God don't respond to history. But God simply writes it. God had a plan. We see the will of God in history. But secondly, we see the wisdom of God, not only the will of God ruling, but now we see the wisdom of God revealing. Look, when the time was come, the first Christmas was perfectly timed. When the time was come. There's a sovereign plan. The will of God in ruling. Aren't you glad that God had a plan for me and you? This will of God in ruling. This wisdom of God is revealing. But the way to God is redeeming. Look what He says. That God sent forth His Son. Made of a woman. Made under the law. To redeem them that were under the law. We might receive the adoption of sons. This sovereign plan. The way to God that is redeeming. He said that He sent forth His Son, made of a woman, that made under the law to redeem them. That Bible word simply means to buy back. Can I tell you, Jesus paid the price for me and you. He paid the price for your children. He paid the price for the sin debt of this whole world. So we see here what Christmas is really about is a sovereign plan. When He sent forth His Son made of a woman, I want you to notice this in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2. Brother Mike had shared this Christmas story a few Wednesday nights ago, but I want to read this morning, what Christmas is really about. There was a sovereign plan. The Bible picks up in Luke 2 in verse number 1. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David. He was to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished. There's our word, that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Isn't that amazing that heaven's child was put in such a lowly place, in an animal's feeding trough, that he would come and die for the sins of this whole world? It is amazing about Christmas today. There was a sovereign plan. Aren't you glad that God was behind it? There was a sovereign plan, but secondly, look in verse 4 in Galatians 4 in our text. There was a significant process. Not only a sovereign plan, but a very significant process. For he said in verse 4, he sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. This significant process, God sent forth His Son. We see in our Bible teachings that the Word became flesh. In John 1 and verse number 1, John 1 and verse number 1, the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That blows the Jehovah Witnesses' mind this morning. They believe that Jesus, was the Savior. But honey, it goes a lot deeper than that. He was the God-man. God manifested in the flesh and was born in this old wicked world. What a God that would love sinners like this. The Bible said the same was in the beginning with God. Somebody asked me one time, "Preacher, I got a big question. Where did God come from?" Well, the Bible said He came from Teman. Well, where's Teman, preacher? Let me tell you, God has never started. God has always been, and God will always be. As a little child, I'd get to think about where God come from. It's like you'd go to the edge of a cliff and fall off. Well, let me tell you, God didn't come to see you fall. He come to see you saved. And I sure am glad this morning that God was manifested in the flesh. God has always been. That's an amazing thing to me. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. God's been doing things behind the scene a long time. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. You say, "Oh, preacher, I want to ask you something. How does Jesus light every man that comes in the world?" The Bible says in the book of Romans, there are no born atheists. If you're an atheist this morning, it's because you've made a decision to not believe in God. And you've gone against the light that He's given you. The Bible said that man can look upon the creation of the world and realize there's a God. Then he says, secondly, man can look into his conscience and realize not only by creation, but by the conscience that God gave him, that there is a God. And this morning, this significant process, God sent His Son. Verse 11, He came to His own, the Jews, and His own received Him not. But as many, watch this, you do have to receive Christ, but as many as received Him. You don't just wake up in heaven one morning, you must receive Christ. As many as received Him. To them, look what the Bible says, to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and of truth. See what Christmas is really about. Not only is there a sovereign plan, but there's a significant process. The Word became flesh. But number two, the work became finished. In John 3, verse number 16, one of the most profound verses in our Bible today, for God so loved the world that He gave. Brother Vince, He gave. Brother Lee, He gave. You're talking about a giving God. He gave. He gave His only. It's a lot easier to give somebody something out of a multitude of things. But God gave to you and me His only begotten Son. And I love this verse in the Bible, that whosoever, young person, you're a whosoever. Older person, you're a whosoever. He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. But watch what your Bible says. But have everlasting life. We're all going to leave this world, some sooner than others. We're all headed to one of two places, heaven or hell. The way to heaven this morning is by the blood of God's only Son, where He hung on the cross for you. You reject Christ, hell will be your home. And this morning, what Christmas is really about, there's a sovereign plan, there's a significant process. God sent forth His Son. The Word became flesh, the work became finished. But in Romans 5 and 1 now, the way has become faith. Isn't that amazing? Romans 5, I want to show you something here in your Bible. Romans 5 and verse number 1 today. The way became faith. How do we get to God? By faith. The Bible says He's given every man a measure of faith. Young person, God has put enough faith in you to be saved, but you must access it and trust in God's Son. Mom and daddies, God's put enough faith in you, but you must access what God has given to you through belief and believe in His Son. Romans 5, 1, therefore being justified. You know what that word means? It means totally on your account, it's clean. Being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Young people, when you believe in Christ, He's our great intercessor. You know what He does, so you can understand. When you come to Jesus by faith and put your heart and trust in Him, and you, in your heart, you reach out to Christ to save you, He's our intercessor. He has a hold of God and He brings you to God through Him. And this morning, the way has been made by faith. I sure am glad years ago I put my faith, my hope and my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and my life was forever changed. Have you ever put your faith in Jesus? You may be a good person, but I asked you today what Christmas is really about. Do you have faith in Christ? Lastly today, what Christmas is really about. Not only do we see the sovereign's plan, this significant process, but verse 4 and 5, we see the saving purpose. Here in Galatians 4 in our text, I want to read it again. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. I want to say in this saving purpose, first of all, the Savior was brought. The Savior was brought. God sent His Son. You know, I got to think about this last night in closing. God's love is so astounding that God sent His Son. Have you ever thought about the part that Jesus played? Yeah. Not only did we see God giving, but now we see the Son dying. Do you know many people that you would really give your life for? Does anybody... Let me say this. Do you know of any strangers that you would give your life for? I mean strangers that you would die for. This morning, that is the preaching of the gospel. There is the saving purpose. The Savior was brought. And as Miss Renee stood up and testified this morning, not only was our Savior was brought, but our Scriptures have been taught. There's a process. We've heard the gospel. Jesus said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. It's still the power of the gospel. The death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning is saving purpose. The Savior was brought. The Scriptures has been taught. But I sure am glad that the saints of God have been bought. He paid our price. 1 John 3, turn well over the right-hand side of your Bible. We're about done turning this morning. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 1. This saving purpose. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in him, watch, purifieth himself, even as he is pure. 1 John 5, turn to the right of your Bible. 1 John 5, verse number 11, and this is the record. I'm glad we got a record. God hath given to us eternal life. And watch, and this life is in His Son. And he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. That you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. I'm glad we've got a God that gave us the greatest gift that could ever been given. There was a sovereign plan. In the fullness of time, God decided the time and He said, I'm sending my Son. This sovereign plan, this significant process, He was born in a lowly manger, went to Calvary's hill and died for the sins of this world. But there was a saving purpose. Young person, He died for you. and He died for me. I certainly wouldn't want to leave this service without this. If we could have an invitation, whether it's Miss Sherry or Miss Emily, whoever would like to come this morning. But I wish you would just play softly this morning. I'd like to say that the greatest gift that you could ever receive is the love of God. And that is His Son. You may be here this morning and you've never been saved. I don't know of a greater time of the year that you could leave out of this place. Leave with the greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder if the Lord is dealing with your heart this morning to be saved. Would you like to come and bow on an old-fashioned altar? I'll pray with you.